It's showtime, folks! It's showtime!
Hey, hey. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Shark is mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling out, Juju out, my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Nah, we do it, man. We chilling. Kinda with you today.
Man. It is, it's one of those it is what it is days, man. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, okay. All right, like, but now check this out. Before we even elaborate, I mean, before we even bring anybody in, if you press one, we see that you on. But before we bring anybody in, we're going to let my man elaborate. We're going to let him elaborate about that it is what it is. I mean, you was rapping earlier, dog.
Right. Now, before
Let's
we get started,
going.
Though, for everybody that's listening on the internet, number is 646-727-1283. Push 1, and we'll bring you in. Hi, man. Now, from what we were speaking on earlier, off air, I still
right.
think, you know, we both of us, you know, we deal with girls. We deal with daughters. You
right.
know what I mean? You dealing with girls. I'm dealing with a girl. And I'm just not understanding, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck is going on. Because it doesn't matter what we do. It don't matter what we do, how we do it, when we do it. We provide for our girls, and they don't appreciate shit. That's my problem.
Oh. I mean,
they don't appreciate shit.
I mean, like we were saying earlier, you know, situations that arrived that I know that you didn't went through, situations that I didn't went through. And it's just a simple fact of, like, I mean, I told you, as parents, we fucked up. We did this whole, you know, well, I don't want my child to be raised like I was raised and all that. We had it all hard. Like I said, man, we grew up, what was it, four or five of us? Nobody had a daddy. Nobody had a daddy, so motherfuckers just, you know what I'm saying? We took that as like, well, we ain't going to make our kids do the same shit that we did. But in the process of that shit, we wind up spoiling the shit out of them.
Created monsters. Fucking
motherfucking monsters.
I mean, give them everything in the motherfucking world, man. They ain't going to appreciate shit till we did. Once we did... They ain't going to be able to get the shit like they used to. And then they ain't going to think about it like, well, damn, my daddy was an asshole, but that motherfucker did provide because I can't get shit. Now I can't call him.
Yeah, that's true.
But then piss him off and see what happened. Motherfucker talk to you over text. Don't even answer the phone. text. I don't talk on no goddamn text. A whole conversation on text, because this motherfucker won't answer the phone when I call. Because you mad. So you just want to talk to me over fucking text.
Yeah,
man, I already
bought
it in
like
goddamn
that,
text.
It happens like that.
Man,
oh, and they texting you on the phone that you bought.
And I'm paying the bill. I'm paying the phone bill, I'm paying the insurance, and you got the nerve to get mad at me and don't want to talk to me. All right. See what happens when your ass get pulled over and you show that insurance card, that motherfucker ain't paid. Then you're going to call me. I bet I don't get a text then. I'm going to get a phone call.
No,
well, come,
you're in the phone call then.
Insurance ain't
text
on.
Text me.
Huh?
I'm going to tell her text.
There you go. Text me.
I don't feel like
talking
right now.
As soon as I hang up, I'm going to send her a text. Say, text me. Because I ain't answering the phone right now. So text me.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here. I hate that shit, man. I hate that shit, dog. But like I said, man, we got nobody to blame but ourselves. Because we created these motherfuckers.
We created a bunch of monsters.
And I still stand by that. I still stand by the fact that I think if I had an everyday daddy, you know, a motherfucker, you know, if I'm living with my father or whatever, I don't think my daughter would be the way she is. I wouldn't have raised her the way I raised her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Overprotective. It was like, you know, you tried to shower her with everything. I mean, you tried to shower with everything that we didn't have.
Right.
So in the process of that, created little spoiled ass monsters.
These motherfuckers, man. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't say, I mean, not going into details and situations, but with me, it's like, you know, I mean, anybody that know me know what type of person I am. And man, dude, it's like I'm supposed to bite a bullet every time this motherfucker say something to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to bite the bullet. Well, why you know, just take it. No. I ain't got to keep taking shit from nobody. And now that I'm like, you know, now that I'm like, okay, you of age, well, I ain't got to take your mother shit no more. You know, now all these motherfucking, you know, man. Well, I mean, if you know me, you see my Facebook post, a lot of people didn't question me and ask, well, what the hell did that mean? Dude, I got to deal with a bit of motherfucker. But then my daughter wants me to just always step back. You know, step back and let her be her. Mom, that shit ain't working no more.
Well, why the fuck I gotta let her be her? How come I can't be me? Well,
that's how it be,
you know,
though.
Then you blame me for your mama's bullshit. It's my fault. Some kind of way it's my fault. It's always my fault. I don't understand that shit, man. You get pulled over by the police, but that's my fault that you got pulled over. I get so tired of getting blamed for every goddamn thing, man.
Man, who you telling? Shit. That's what happened when you had girls, though. See, if they was boys, we'd just punch them in their motherfucking face, and that'd be, sit your ass down, motherfucker. You know,
exactly.
You can put your hands on boys the way a certain type of way that, you know, you ain't gonna try to do your baby girls like that. Like, I can't grab, you know, punch her, you know, give him one fucking shot to the chest. Sit your ass down. Fuck you think you talking to? Can't do that with girls.
Well,
and I know that probably a lot of people probably sitting there thinking like, oh, they just sitting there blasting. But it's not blasting. I mean, hey, we just been going through a lot of motherfucking situations, and it's just like, god damn. Now, with that being said, man, you know, I think, okay, I guess we're going to let the ladies in and see what they think. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
You hear us. We better. Pissed off. All right. We got
frustrated.
Butter, where you at?
I'm right here. How y'all doing tonight? Well, I can tell
you
sound really upset.
Right. Delicious. What's happening? Guess we didn't say what she liked, so she delightful.
I don't appreciate that sarcasm. I'm at work. I'm muted for the next 5 minutes.
No, okay. Well, say that. Well, I guess she did just say that, huh? Okay. All right, y'all, please inform us on what it is that we did wrong.
You slept with them. Side
down.
No, that's 100%. That's a great fucking answer.
Right. Hey, it's cold, but it's fair. It's cold, but it's fair. I gotta give her that one. That's a cold but fair answer right there.
It's the truth.
Right. They say it's cold, but it's fair.
Yes. I mean, you can't control how people are going to act. And, I mean, we were, you know, we all were young back then. It's not blame putting the fault on anybody, but it's just the fact we were all young. We weren't thinking about the long-term, you know, implications of what we were doing. You know what I mean? And that was something, because, I mean, if y'all knew the people that you all had children with, would y'all do it again?
Hell no.
I would do it again. I'd just pick a different woman.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you would have a child. I'm saying, would you still do it with that same woman now that you know completely how she is?
Hell no. I'd have ran across the street. I'd have ran across 94 to get away from my ass during the rush hour.
Hell yeah.
I'm not saying about the children at all. You know, of course we all, you know, glad that our children are here, but I'm just saying you probably would change the person you did it with. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, hell yeah.
If I knew the hell that I was going to have to put up with for 18
mm-hmm.
years,
mm-hmm.
we would have never done it. I'll still be a virgin.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. Hold on 1 second. Miss Pam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good evening.
It's hump day. It's hump day, y'all.
Now, I do want to, since we got all the ladies on here, I want to touch on something that we talked about earlier, dog.
Okay.
Now, remember we was doing the percentages? I said mine was about 40%. You said yours was about 80%.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Now let me ask the ladies. All right, we got a baby together. Okay? But our child is grown, 18, 19, 20, whatever. Now, if you as a mother still bad-mouthing me as a father, do you think that affects a child at 18, 19, 20 years old? Do you think that still works? Because, you know, they do it all the time when they're little. Your daddy ain't shit. Fuck your daddy. But, as you know, as a child get older, if you 18, 19, 20, does that kind of talk, do y'all think that kind of talk would affect the child?
Definitely.
You think that would change her opinion towards her father?
Yeah,
18, 19 years old.
By this time they brainwashed. That's all they
well,
know.
Exactly.
They don't know no different. And some kids come to a point and they're like, okay, yeah, I can kind of understand some things, but there are some things that they just not gonna understand because that's all they know.
Okay.
I can say this. I knew that my mother was bitter when they got a divorce or whatever. She was bitter about what he did or did not do. And it made me question, but he wasn't there for me to question. But when it got to the point where I was old enough, then regardless of what she said, she made the decision to lay down with him. So I can't be mad at the outcome because she's the one that made that decision. I have to respect him as my father and respect him as an adult and you know, live it.
But I think you misunderstand it. If your mom's, okay, you 18, 19 years old, and your mom's still talking shit about your daddy, does that affect you? Do you look at your daddy differently at 18, 19?
I could say it didn't affect me because I looked at it like this. But you married him. You had me. So whatever you don't like about him now, you liked him at a point where you had a child with him. So it can't be. You can't down talk somebody that you had, to me, in my opinion, a child with, and think that I'm going to take everything you say.
I mean, you shouldn't. You're right, they shouldn't, but they do it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. But you know what? Definitely, you know, I think between the ages of 12 on up, if you don't batter, you know, your child's father and say you keep saying your daddy ain't shit, they know. You don't let them see for themselves. That's the worst thing you could do is just keep putting that shit in the kid's brain. And let them figure that shit out for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Let them develop whatever relationship that they have, you know, let them do that. Because what's going to happen is there's going to be resentment towards the mother. Okay? There's going to end up being resentment towards the mother. Because you did put that shit in this child's head, you know, and the father may or may not have a reason. It might be the mother. Whatever the fact may be, it doesn't have anything to do with the child. But I think by the time that child reaches 19 years old, they already know what their father is good, bad, or indifferent. You know, it's not nothing that the mother, they would just see and make up their own mind.
That sounds
good. They'll be known by then.
But I don't, you know what, and I understand what you're saying, but, you know, in one of my situations, the child had, with my stepdaughter, she was so used to the way her mother did things, she started becoming just like her mother. So even though, you know, her father paid child support, you know, she was over at our house almost every weekend, you know, we treated her just like she was our own. And it was just a simple fact that her mother, it was ingrained in her to talk to him. First of all, she talked to him like he wasn't shit, the child, okay? The child talked to him like he wasn't shit. She ain't had no respect. And the mother was like, you can't say shit to her. And it was just chaotic. But women like those types, some women like those types of situations. They won't let the situation be okay. But by the time she got older, she became the manipulator. The child did.
Right.
So she became just like her mother.
Right.
So that's how she grew up. That's what she knows. And she treat men like that today, to this day, exactly like her mother.
Yeah, but I think y'all misunderstanding my question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if you, okay, let's say y'all 18. Y'all 18 years old.
Yes.
And y'all mama still, I mean 18 years later, she's still talking shit about your daddy. Does that affect you? Does that change the way you look at your daddy at 18? Or do you just be like, you know what, Mom? I ain't got time to hear this shit. Because what you saying is not what my daddy is showing me. But you constantly saying he ain't shit. But he doing everything for me, so what the fuck is you talking about?
You know, in order to hate, you have to have love. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you speak on it because you're going to get tired of it. Move on, you know, just move on. I mean, you had to love this dude at one point in your life in order for you to hate him as much as you claim that you do. So
has she gotten married to somebody else? Or is she still single and bitter?
Who are you talking about?
You said
your
ex
wife, your baby's mother, is she single or has she moved on and gotten with somebody else?
Nobody
or she's still going bitter?
Crazy motherfucker.
So she's probably still bitter that y'all broke up and she's stuck with this person, and she's bitter, and all she, you know, all she has to do is complain about something that is not right there in her face, you. Because that's the last good thing she did, so she's upset about, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know what? I know the child understands at a certain age. You know what I'm saying? I know by the time they get to a certain age, they understand what's going on. They understand if, what their father doing for them or not. What I'm saying is it still affected them. It affected them, and now by the time they get to this age, so say their mother manipulating their father all the time. That's all they do is so they can get money out of them. They paying their child support, but they want that extra money. Okay, so I'm going to manipulate him. I'm going to go off on him and cuss him out. This is how what I do until I kind of ride him until he give me what I want. Or I'm not going to let him see the child or whatever, you know, she's threatening him with. So now the child gets to a certain age. What do you think she's going to do? Oh, daddy, can you please give me some money? No, she's going to manipulate the situation. She might tell her mama, I need such and such. Can you call my daddy? And hound them and hound them and hound them until he give it to them. They might do it like that because they know what she was doing all that time got the results that they wanted.
So you saying these motherfuckers tag teaming me?
Yeah.
They might be.
They might.
They might be.
Motherfuckers in cahoots.
They might be.
That's fucked up. That's really fucked up. Yeah, I am trying to be the nice guy, and both of these motherfuckers playing me. But you know what, though? As a mother, why would you even teach your kids some shit like that?
I can't even answer that.
I mean, what mother would actually teach their kid how to manipulate their daddy, and then they're going to turn around and manipulate men for the rest of their lives? Because that's all they know.
Exactly.
So you teaching your kids some fucked up shit.
Yep. Man, that is correct.
That's some bullshit.
Sometimes it's just something that they do and they don't even recognize.
That is crazy to teach your daughter some shit like that. That's just crazy to me. I mean, who would do that?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, teaching your baby how to get over on your own daddy. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker that's going to do
you
everything
be surprised
for you anyway.
You'd be surprised how some kids are just like that, you know?
Yeah.
They see the opportunity. They see that you and the mother ain't getting along, and they see that, you know, they can ask you for this and you don't give it to them, or they can ask their mom for this, and you know.
Exactly.
And if you disagree, if either way, which whoever disagree, they gonna love on the other person more, just so they can manipulate their way. They learn that sometime on their own.
Exactly. They learn that at a younger age, too.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not taught?
Not all the
sometimes,
time, because my daughter, you know, she when her father was buying her all kind of stuff, and I told him, you know, you need to spend quality time with her. You need to show her that you love her and all of this. And he's thinking that, you know, buying her stuff is going to make her know that he loved her. And I said, one day she's going to start asking you, you're going to start calling. She's going to say, hi, Daddy, how you doing? I love you or nothing. She's going to say, what you got for me? And when she started doing that, his feelings was hurt. But you can't blame it on me because I didn't make her do it. You did that. And I told you, you know what I'm saying? You get showing her all of the luxuries of it, and she's accepting it and appreciating it, but she's not appreciating it the way you want her to. Now you got to take it all back and teach her how to respect you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, again,
you know
that is all of that is a learned behavior.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You know what's funny? I'm listening to y'all, and as I'm listening to y'all, I'm getting messages. I'm getting texts telling me that my baby mama's at it again. She's back at it again. Like, she's on Facebook dissing you again. And it's just like, you know, it's just crazy. It's like, all right, cool.
Wow.
Well, you know what? My thing is, regardless of what somebody says, you already know who you are, and the people that care about you know who you are, so it don't matter. She just wasting her breath and getting cramps in her thumbs by texting whatever she is on Facebook.
Yeah, but it still hurt.
Yeah.
That shit still hurt. Especially when you know you done everything you were supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand that. Do you feel like what do you think about when women have a baby by you and then you decide that the relationship is not gonna work and you walk away? How do you think that woman feels though?
Shit, most of the time it's probably her fault we broke up in the first place. You know what I mean?
But I understand that, but at the same time, whether it's her fault or your fault, it still beats her up, eats her up. You know what I'm saying? She done had this child, now you gone. And whether you financially there.
See, that's the whole thing that's crazy to me. We opened our lid. Didn't no man make us or force us to do nothing.
Right.
And my thing about that is, you know, if you decide to have a child with the man, and whether y'all was just messing around, it was just a fuck thing or whatever was going on, y'all was in a relationship and it ended. Okay, at the end of the day, that's a choice that we all make. It's not nobody else's fault. We made that choice. So I don't understand why people can't accept the consequences of the choices that they make. And find a way for the child's sake to get along. I don't understand that. Because don't nobody, and that goes for the respect for ourselves as a woman. If we need to respect ourselves a little bit more, then and we can't go around keep blaming men for doing things to us when we're allowing them to do it.
Now, unless
women were raped or something, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about women participants.
Yes, you was with a participant. You gave it to me. I ain't take it. So you can't get mad because the shit don't work. I tried.
And I mean, if the man is willing to be there for the child, let him.
Well, check this out, y'all. 646-727-1283 if you want to join the conversation. Dial the number, push 1. We'll bring you right on in. For everybody that's listening right now, you want to join the conversation, push 1. We'll bring you right on in. And Janine, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. You can't. I don't think a woman can get mad at a man, whether they got babies or not. You can't get mad if the shit don't work. You know, some people just aren't meant. Me and my daughter's mother, we are just not meant to be together. We cannot live together. It's impossible. We can't. We tried 3-4 different times. It's just not meant to be. So you can't get mad at me. I tried 4 times. Hell, I moved to the Minnesota. This shit didn't work. So you can't fucking still be mad at me about that shit. I mean,
women, and I'm not advocating none of this, but I'm saying maybe she feels like she's stuck. And she has to hold the baggage.
Stuck. Wait a minute. Are you? Please explain that to me. Stuck.
I'm trying to get rid of the background noise. I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, she's raising a child by herself.
Hold on. Let me stop you. What if she's not raising a child by herself? I mean,
and
like,
I'm not,
okay,
not in every case.
Okay,
but I'm saying,
but,
possibly.
Okay, go ahead. Finish making your point.
I was just saying, you know, maybe y'all don't get along. Maybe y'all can't get along. But I'm saying maybe her resentment comes that, you know, y'all have this child together. And although y'all can't get along, she is physically there raising that child, and you're not. So what I'm saying is possibly that's where this resentment may come stem from.
So because I'm not actually living in the house?
Because
that gives you the right to be resentful?
You're not. I'm just saying this is how some women are, and I'm saying possibly, you know, that's where this some of this resentment came from, because you're not physically there. And that's where your daddy ain't shit, you know.
Man,
even though behind the scenes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's gotta be. That's some bullshit. Because, I mean,
I agree with you.
Whatever we ain't together, we ain't together. But for you to sit there and defame my character and all this shit because we're not there,
how you doing?
That's just,
I'm all right.
That's just stupid.
I mean,
I'm not saying that with you, you know, not you in particular, but I'm saying for a woman to sit there and say, well, I'm going to defame his character because we're not together, even though whatever the situation is, me and you just don't get along enough to be together. Why in the fuck should I defame your character? I mean, I'm doing every fucking thing that I possibly can. I'm sitting here. I'm doing everything. I'm paying you your child support. I give you money whenever you ask me to. I do everything. I try to spend time with her. I do everything I possibly can. And all you can do is sit here and say, I don't like you. Fuck you. I hate you. Man, fuck that bitch. That bitch deserved to die. Nah. That's the way I feel about it.
Okay, y'all. Wow.
Man, well, I don't feel like that.
You got me at a loss of words.
And maybe that's why, you know, my kids' fathers, I ain't never, you know, we've got into arguments. I'm not going to sit here and say that we've never got into an argument. Of course you're going to get into an argument about certain situations because you're not going to agree on everything, you know. But we ain't never been like, that motherfucker, you that bitch and all this. It ain't never got like that. And I ain't never, you know, took my kids away from them. No, you can't see him. No, you can't go over there. It, you know, it's not that serious. If we complain about being stuck or we resenting them about being stuck, well, send the child over there with them. Half of them don't even want them to go.
Yeah, but it doesn't still stop some women from using their kids as pawns. It doesn't. Women do what they do.
Exactly.
And I'm just saying that is possibly one of those reasons. And the child is around being used as a pawn, you know,
mm-hmm.
Daddy ain't shit,
yeah.
Daddy ain't shit. And he's probably breaking bread, but, you know, it's just her.
I'm
going to
give y'all a true story. True story.
Man,
this actually happened.
Bullshit.
This actually happened. My daughter and her mama got into it. Her mama said, "You come and get her. I'm done. I'm done with her. You come and get her." I said, "Okay, fine." I went over there and got her. She moved in with me and everything, right? This was her junior year going into senior year. So she'll be a senior when school starts. Everything is fine. Whoop-de-whoop. We having a good old time, right? So I want to make it legal. You know, I want to go to court, you know, and, you know, and have her, you know, legally living with me. She didn't have a problem with that. Okay, no problem. Let's go to court. You just take her. I'm done with her. Fine. Now, her punk-ass boyfriend got in her ear talking about I'm gonna ask for child support, which I was not going to do. Never even entered my mind. I never even thought about the fact of asking her to pay child support. Never even happened. I never even thought about that. I didn't give a fuck about that shit. I was glad mine was going to stop, but that's why I wanted to go to court, so I don't have to pay her child support, because she's living with me now. Man, y'all know this motherfucker went to court, and dude was there, too. He stopped me in the hallway. What's up, man? Man, don't speak to me, bro. I don't even like you. Don't talk to me. I don't know you. Don't talk to me. And after, you know, she went to court and fought. She fought everything in court. Nope, he can't. She's supposed to be here. I don't. He can't take care of her. All this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? But before court, it was all hunky dory. We sitting outside the courtroom, y'all, waiting on them to call us, talking about the situation. I'm telling her, okay, I'm gonna tell them this. She said, well, I'm gonna tell them that it's okay for her to stay with you and all this shit. Outside the court door, y'all. As soon as we get in the motherfucking courtroom. Changed up completely. And then gonna tell me after court, well, you was gonna ask for child support. We never even talked about that. I never once even thought about asking you for child support. I didn't care about that. Our punk ass boyfriend. Crackhead ass motherfucker. I wish I knew his goddamn name. I'd say his name on the radio. Fucking crackhead.
Damn.
Taking money out of her pocket. You know what I'm saying? She taking care of him. So he thinking, well, shit, if she got to pay child support, the money gonna stop.
Mm-hmm.
So he in her fucking ear about me asking her for child support. And I swear to God, I swear on my grandmama's grave, never even entered my mind. Never entered my mind to ask child support. Didn't even care about that shit. I'm happy because mine gonna stop. But I wasn't gonna ask her for no fucking child support. What I look like? I just want my baby. Man, I walked out of the motherfucking courtroom ready to jump on her ass. Straight up.
Should have whooped his ass.
Wow.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Well, I didn't know he was
so
doing
foul.
It until later on. You know, my daughter told me later on that
so
he
foul.
Was the one that told her about the child support shit.
Yeah, but then, like I say, it ain't, you know what, a lot of times they manipulate the situation, dog. You know, motherfucker came to me once like, hey, why don't you sign the rights over to your child to me? What? What the fuck you mean? I mean, because you ain't doing, dude, you don't even know, you sitting here listening to what the fuck somebody telling you. Dude, you know motherfuckers got killed for less shit than that? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, motherfuckers, it's just...
Don't play with you ain't about your kids. That's all it is.
Can't no motherfucker on this earth say, ever, that I didn't take care of my baby. I may be a shitty husband, but goddamn it, I'm a great father.
Exactly.
And can't nobody take that away from
me. Like I said, that poster got put on about me, dog. You know.
Hold on, man. We got
the
background. We got that background going on.
I don't know.
All right, keep talking. I'll find
it. I mean, in hindsight, dog, I regret that I even put that post up because. At the end of the day, it drug my daughter in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? She had to see people, you know, bad enough. Like, she wrote the post. So, therefore, she had to see everybody that was on her mama's side degrading me or saying this evil shit about me. But then when I put the post up, she had to see the same thing about her mother. She had to see people degrading and downgrading her mother. So, nobody won. You know what I'm saying? All I did is I just put my daughter in the middle of it. So I do regret that in that instance. Well, man, it's just so much you only can take, man. You just get tired of the shit. You know? Like I say, man, it just gets crazy. It just really gets crazy. And it's like, what the fuck are we... I mean, why the fuck is we even fighting? What are we fighting over? What do you want out of me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I'm to the point where I don't even speak to my daughter's mother. We ain't shit for us. Ain't nothing for us to talk about. Nothing.
But
our daughter is 22. Man, I ain't got shit to
I
say.
I understand.
Here. The next time we talk, it'll be about her wedding. That's it. Other than that, we ain't got no conversation. None.
I mean, I know due to the situation y'all probably have went through, that's the point y'all are at. But, you know, for people who are still early in the stages, you know, they really need to think about that child is a part of both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? How can you say you hate one or the other? How can y'all say y'all hate each other? To me, that child is in. That child comes from both of you guys. So it's like, what? You hate that half of your child that's going to act like her? Or you going to hate that? I mean, I just don't. I don't get it. And I know I'm just not
Janine,
that
I'm
way.
Gonna tell you. I'm going to tell you why. Because women, them old dog-ass, bogus assholes, they put the baby father through so much drama, so much bullshit over so many years that you just get frustrated, you get tired, and then you say, you know what? I'm not dealing with this bullshit no more. I can't stand that bitch. That's why he can't stand it, because all the bullshit she put him through because of the kid. I mean, you get tired of hearing, well, you can't see him or her until you do this. I don't want to hear that shit. What the fuck you mean I can't see my own baby? Who the fuck are you? You know what I mean? And if he ain't got nobody on his side telling him to go to court, he's going to be fucked. For the whole childhood, he's going to be fucked. He's going to be stuck to where she manipulating. She running every damn thing. When it comes to the kid, she runs everything. Because what do we do as most black men? We don't fucking go to court. We don't go to court unless we got to, unless we already locked up and they come picking us up for court. We
and
ain't going to tell you to go to court. We
I
just
mean,
don't.
I don't understand why y'all don't use the court systems more often. I know y'all have been ran through the ringer in the courts. I'm not saying I've been to court for with my ex-husband. So I know how they treat men in the courtroom in regards to child support and custody and stuff like that. I said, but I wouldn't stop fighting. I just wouldn't stop fighting.
I agree.
If he came to the end of the day, if I got to keep going to court, just like she keep going to court every time you get that one nickel raise or something like that to get more child support, I would keep going to fight for my child. And I know that's hard to say. I know that it's easy for me to say that because, hell, you barely have any money left after you pay the child support and the extra stuff and everything that you're already paying out. But if you have it, I would always suggest men need to start stepping up and going to court and doing what they need to do if they have
it. I agree with you. I agree with you.
You know what? You're right. You're 110% right. But here's the thing. If you're in Indiana, shit. And, I mean,
That's what everybody thinks.
No, hold on now. Hold on, because you done that. I've been to court. I've been to court numerous times. And I know, I mean, I done sat there and wrote everything up and did this, did that. And the judge never heard one word I said. Never asked, Your Honor, can I? No, you can't. Well, can I say? No, you can't. But sit down. I mean, us as black men, we so fucking screwed. It's like, man, I ain't trying to hear shit. I don't give a fuck. I only got praise one time. Motherfucker looked at me and said, the motherfucker was ready to send me to jail. The motherfucker was ready to send me to jail. When we got in the courtroom, first thing this motherfucker said is, so how far back is he? They say, Your Honor, he's current. How many kids does he have? How many kids are he paying support for? Say he's paying support for 3 kids. And he's current on all 3. Yes, Your Honor. This motherfucker looked at me like, wow, damn.
He wasn't expecting
a fellow black man. That little black judge, I wish I knew his name, because I would say his name. Cripple bastard. Anybody been down on 4th Avenue, they know what the cripple motherfucker I'm talking about. And I mean, dog, he was just ready to rake me over the coals. He was just ready. There was no, man, this motherfucker looked, I mean, and like I say, my kid's mother, he looked at her, he said, and this was his words, "Is there a reason why I shouldn't get him visitations?" I said, "What do you mean? I'm not talking to you." She turned around and looked at him like, she like, "What do you mean? Is it a reason I shouldn't get him visitation?" She like, "No. Well, no, of course he can have visitation." "You sure?"
"Oh,
you
wow.
Sure? What the fuck do you mean? Are you sure?" So, I mean, I understand what you said, Janine. And if you got that money to have that proper lawyer and all that shit, go for it. But everybody ain't got it. And these motherfuckers will rape you. These motherfuckers, they hate you. They hate you. They feel you're a black male. That's strike one. You're down here for child support, so evidently you ain't taking care of your baby because the mama brought you down here for child support. That's strike two. And this motherfucker just don't like his own kind. Strike three. You out.
No, I agree with that. I agree with what you're saying, but that's what I'm saying. You should have that lawyer or somebody, you know what I'm saying, to come with you to represent.
Yeah, but like I said, mm-hmm. I'm 20 years old.
Yeah.
I didn't have money for a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was just over the grace mm-hmm. of God that she didn't say, "Well, fuck you." Now, let's fast forward 15 years later. Well,
mm-hmm.
now I'm thinking like you. I'm thinking like you. Well, maybe I better get a lawyer. This, that. Man, I'm not trying to. That motherfucking judge looked at me like, "I ain't trying to hear shit you say." I'm like, "Okay, we done took this motherfucker out of Gary. We going to Crown Point." I will tell you, it was so fucked up that my daughter's mother didn't even show up. And he still raped me over the coals. She showed up. When she showed up, it was over. She looked at me and said, "What'd he say?" I look at, "Bitch, if you don't get your ass away from me." This motherfucker, and the motherfucker was tough. He's done everything he's supposed to do. There's nothing he haven't done. I'm going to say, "Good job." "Okay. How much do she want?" "Well, she want X amount of dollars." "Okay. Granted." "Really?"
"That's how they do you, man." Mm-hmm. I mean, we're better than the motherfucking court system.
Don't get me wrong. We do got a lot of men that's scared to go. But I'm not scared. I'm not scared to go to court. I know I'm walking out of there. I know I'm not going to jail. So I'm not scared to walk in that courtroom. But I'm telling you, it's so easy for people to be like, "Well, do this, do that." Man, until you walk in that courtroom and you in that predicament, it's a hard motherfucking, that's a hard fucking case to fight.
Well, I'll tell you this.
And that's why they offering more, you know, services for men, you know, and fathers. You know, I know they got that one law firm in Chicago. They trying to get better with that and represent more fathers and things like that with their children. Because there's a lot of women out here that don't need these kids. I'm trying to tell you. And, hell, I might go back. That's what I'm going to do, go to law school myself.
Well, you know what? My daughter was born in 94, and there was no such thing as father's rights. That shit wasn't around then.
Mm-hmm.
It is a ton of programs out here now. For these young motherfuckers that I have that's having these kids. Like my nephew, he lives in Gary, and he having all kind of issues with his daughter's mother. Even my sister that got into it, his mama. And it's just fucking crazy. I'm like, "Go to court. Go to court. I don't want to hear shit you got to say. Go to court. Let the motherfucking judge figure this shit out. Don't let her have all the fucking control."
But you know what?
Same mistake
you
I
know
made.
What? And I'm going to tell you, here's the thing why a lot of them don't go to court. A lot of them don't go to court because people like us. People like me and you, dog. We go to court all the time. We do all this, and we never won. We never won. So now you, these motherfuckers looking at us like, hey, you motherfuckers go to court every day, every time they you supposed to go, and you motherfuckers still come out on the short end of the stick.
You know what? To be honest with you, dog, I can't even argue that point you just made. But goddamn, I'm still going to say go to court.
Yeah, I am too.
You might get
lucky. Go. Yeah, go. You might fare better than I did. Because yours was born in 94. I had one in 95. I had one in 97 and 98. And, dude, them motherfuckers weren't trying to help us.
No help.
No,
you
right.
know what? The
you're
first
right.
time I went to court, now, if everybody don't know, I am from Gary, Indiana. I was born and raised. Okay?
No.
And by the way, if you're listening, 646-727-1283, push one. We'll bring you right on into the conversation. If you're already on the show, push one. We'll bring you in. But the first time I went to court, I left Gary. My daughter was 2 when I moved from Gary. I got into some trouble and I had to leave. She was 2 years old. Now, before I left, me and her mama had a talk. I say, our agreement was she would never go for child support if I don't go for visitation. That was the agreement. I'm like, oh, well, I can see her whenever I want, though. I'm like, okay, cool, fine. She just didn't want court order the visitation. So, you know, when I make her mad, she can always say, nope, you can't see her. So that's fine. I'm living in Minnesota for 2 years. Motherfucking sheriff knock on my door. Serve me some motherfucking child support papers. I call her. She say she didn't have nothing to do with it. I didn't believe her, but that's what she said. I ain't had nothing to do with it. Man, dude, I was making $8 an hour. That's what I was making. 1996, I was working at Camp Snoopy in Mall of America, making $8 an hour. That's it. And I wasn't even getting a full 40 hours. That's what I was living on. Man, I went to court. These motherfuckers, I had to bring my pay stubs and shit. So I get my pay stubs to the bailiff dude. He get the motherfuckers to the prosecutor dude. This motherfucker get to typing in numbers and shit. 320. That's what he came up with. $320 a month. I'm making $8 an hour. I tell the judge, I said, man, I can't afford that. That motherfucker, you know what the judge told me? Was anybody talking to you? I said, I can't say nothing.
Go.
He said, say another word. Say something else.
There you
and
go.
I didn't want to go to jail, so I ain't say nothing else. This motherfucker said, you got to pay $320. I mean, $320. I say, man, look, man, I make $8 an hour, dude. I only make $300 a week. They straight fucked me. Straight, and then I couldn't even talk. They would tell me I'm going to go to jail if I say another word. Say another word. Say something else. Just straight talk me like a little bitch. I walked out and cussed her ass out, man. I called her from the payphone and cussed her ass out. I know you had something to do with this shit. Fuck out of here.
Lena B, where you at?
What's going on?
Who's that, Miss Lena?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
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 Hi.
Now, I can say this, that I had a situation where I was receiving food stamps, and I didn't want to put my son's father on child support because I didn't want him to have nothing to do with him, right? But because I was receiving them food stamps, they made me give up his information or I was going to get my food stamps cut off.
Yeah, they
so
did.
So that's the same
that.
Shit she told me, but... Miraculously, 2 months later, she wasn't on assistance no more. Because when you're on assistance,
yeah.
The state take that shit. Now all of a sudden,
right.
Now she can afford to get off assistance? Come on,
you
man.
Already
now
know.
I'm living on assistance because I can't even fucking eat. They taking all my goddamn money.
What's cheaper than child support? Condoms.
You said... Yeah, you are 110% right, Lena. You're 110% right.
Because I got accused many times. I never put nobody on child support, but at the same time, I was getting assistance for a minute, and I don't apologize for it because I went 10 years without it, didn't complain. So when I did get the little couple of dollars, it became an issue, but I still didn't care because I've been doing my part. And the thing is, as far as child support with a man, from the day that child was born, child support gets taken out of our check. So, I mean, I don't be understanding what's the big issue with it. You make the child, you pay child support. And the only way you get off child support.
That's not what we're talking about, Serena.
No.
We have no problem with paying child support. It's the bullshit on the side.
No, it's the system.
Bullshit.
I'm trying to tell you how the system worked it. The system worked it, whereas if you get. The thing you can beat child support is when y'all have that baby, make an agreement to put to whatever job you got, you pay the Medicaid. That'll knock out a whole lot because y'all could go without them. They weren't never giving up no money, and they can have their food stamps, but the Medicaid, that's where they're getting them at. That's what you're paying for. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't trying to give up. They ain't giving up no checks that I know of. Hell, I had a baby in 2001. I think I collected probably 7 checks because I always worked. But, you know what I'm saying, it's a system. I don't know too many women that went for their, you know what I'm saying, their kid's father purposely, you know what I'm saying, for child support. But they are out there, but I'm saying in my situation, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why I be shooting
I
my baby.
I hear you talking. I hear you, and you're 110% right. You're 110% right. But I've been told, now listen to this, you tell me. I've been told you need to take them off your insurance. You need to take her off your insurance. You fucking
why?
That shit up.
Oh, okay, no. She's a greedy bitch there. That's
I'm court ordered to pay. I'm court ordered to have you on my insurance, but you sit there telling me take them off.
Hell no. That was the perfect move. Because, shit, if you pay for the medical, I'm good in everywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Medical, a woman should be treated just the medical. You know what I'm saying? To the doctor all day, all damn, you know what I'm saying? You pay for the medical, hey, we good to go, you know what I'm saying? And I changed that option to a person, but, you know, hey, it came out, it is what it is. But, you know, some women are a bit greedy. But
I ain't see my Big Mike. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's going on?
Hi.
Not much. I had a little comment. I mean, when I was young, you know what I'm saying, you know, my dad was working in the steel mill and shit. My dad was making like $30 an hour, and him and my mother got a divorce. And for when I was growing up in Gary, he wasn't never paying child support until I turned like 17, 18. My mother took him to court, and ever since then, he had to pay all back child support. I mean, he had to go to court to Crown Point, and my dad told me my dad put me aside one day and was like, man, your mama took me to court for back pay for child support. I'm like, damn.
See, you
well,
should be able to do that. You should not be able to get packed. If you didn't ask for the shit when I was 2, you can't ask for shit at 17 and then expect my dad to pay since I was 2. That's your fault for not asking.
Exactly. And I know one day Lake County came to my mama's house and served my daddy with a warrant, and I was like, okay. And he had to go to court, and they made him pay back pay and current.
That's some bullshit. Why the fuck I gotta pay? You 16, and now because we get a divorce, now all of a sudden I gotta pay from the time you was born up until now.
I mean, just like Zach says, judges in Crown Point, they ain't give a fuck about us black men.
But I think that's bullshit. And if I'm not mistaken, if my mama and daddy marry and they get a divorce, let's say I'm 15, she can't go back for child support anyway because they was married up until I was 15.
Yeah, she shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah,
she shouldn't be able to do that. Because we was married.
I know.
Now they could've, I thought they could have went back to when they first got the divorce.
Right, that I understand.
To that time, I thought.
Right. I mean, but the thing is that, you know, my daddy pulled me aside another time was like, he was bringing home like $3,000 from the mill. He told me the state took basically 90% of that check.
Oh, yeah, they gonna get them.
If you was going to the doctor and used the Medicaid, they gonna get their money back.
Because I know my guy, his stuff got took, and he, like, the house, you know, took me, went to court, and he said, well, this one took, she got this much, and I'm like, I know I ain't seen a check, and shit, they said, she ain't seen no money, you know, that was rear, and I could have been a bitch, and he said, you want to get the rears, you know what I'm saying, and I could have been a bitch, like, hell, you know, hell yeah, let me get the rears, I could still be getting it right now, and, you know, I wouldn't do him like that, you know, karma's a bitch, and he ain't a bad daddy if he ain't nothing. And I said, no, I'm not going to get no rears. But I know a couple people that go just for the rears. They ain't even got custody of their kids no more. The daddy do. But they still, you know what I'm saying, get those rears. And I'd be like, that's some low-down dirty shit. It's low-down the way it is. But it is what it is. But condoms are free, guys, at any particular Planned Parenthood. You know, so.
Let me ask the ladies a question. All right, ladies. I'm okay. Let's say you got two kids. You got two kids, two different baby daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm one of them, and then Joe Blow over here. He the other baby daddy. Now I'm the one that's doing everything. You know, I'm paying my child support. I'm coming to pick up my baby. You know, we going to do our thing and all that bullshit. But why do I get the worst end of the stick? The motherfucker
human
that ain't
nature.
Doing shit, you don't say shit to him.
And human nature.
Him. As soon as I come around, you want to get on my trail about some bullshit. But this motherfucker who ain't done nothing, because I'm taking them both out at the same time. I ain't going to just leave the other one at home.
Mm-hmm.
But you give me grief. But he get a pass. How's that fair?
She's a loser, and she's letting him be a loser. And if she's with him.
She ain't with neither one of us.
Oh, okay. Well, if she ain't doing nothing, then I mean that's dumb on her part. But you know, can't cure dumbness. Shit, I don't know.
Oh, you trying to run me away? Cause you used to fuck with motherfuckers that ain't gonna fuck with. You know, they don't give a fuck about their kids. But then you hook up with that motherfucker that do. And because you're not used to that shit, you try to run me away. Who does that? That is the dumbest shit. I went through that shit for 18 fucking years. That's the dumbest shit in the world.
Wow.
You know, shit to these other two motherfuckers. Nothing. And one of them motherfucking bitches was married.
Mm-hmm. A lot of
them because he married, he damn sure ain't got nothing to do with the baby. You know what I mean? He don't want nothing to do with the baby because he got a whole new family over here.
Mm-mm.
But give me grief. Mm-hmm. Don't say shit to this motherfucker. But give me grief. And then the middle one ain't never even seen her daddy. I've never even laid eyes on her daddy ever in her life. And she's like 24.
Mm-mm.
But give me grief. I got all the motherfucking grief. And I'm the only motherfucker that's doing something. And I took care of all three of them.
And it's funny because they do all that, and then the kids end up wanting to know who the daddy is anyway.
Right.
And they can't stand me.
They do all that away from their daddy, then when they get to become teenagers, because that happened to us. Daughter came out, she wants to know who the father is, and now the hunt, you know, her and the mother don't get along and all this and that. I said, you know, all that shit you was trying to do with a child young, it always some backfire on them. I don't know why they don't see that.
And you know what? Just because, like you said, she was giving you all the grief, I assume right now that you're happy, you know what I'm saying? So just chop it up as a blessing because that's her child. That's her, you know what I'm saying? She's going to have to take that up on her child accent. You know what? He was being daddy all these years. Why you ain't never, you know, go after the real motherfucker, you know, who should have been taking care of me. So, I mean, you know, that's her cross to bear, and she's going to have to answer to that some way or another. And she's probably not even in a stable relationship right now. So I'll sit and laugh at her every chance I get.
Yeah,
she's
a fucking boyfriend of crackhead.
Oh, yeah, see, she's living her life, you know what I'm saying, being a dummy still, so shit. Just chop that off as a bullet you dodged, shit. In 18 years, you blessed, you know, you don't have, you know, no major worries. Well, fuck her.
But
bitches,
I'm telling y'all, if I knew what I knew today, 24 years ago, we would have been on Maury. Goddamn, because I want to know. I want to know, am I the father? Or tell me. I already know what's coming. I see the future, Maury. I sure would have took her ass on Maury, took a blood test.
See, and you still not saying you wouldn't have did it at all with her. You still not saying that.
Would have did what?
You still would have slept with her. That's basically what you're saying.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. I love the hell out of her. I'm not gonna lie about it. I really did. I worshipped the ground she walked on at one point. I'm not gonna lie.
If I knew what I knew, if you could take me back 18 years and I knew what I knew right now, I'd be in prison because I beat her up.
Oh Lord, Jesus, Ike.
I would beat her up. Like, I know what the fuck you finna put me through, but I would beat her up.
Oh my goodness.
Why you can't get enough to beat her up? Why you gotta beat her up?
Say you say what?
Why you can't get enough to beat her up? Don't say you're gonna beat her up.
Well, I would have came and got you.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm saying 18 years ago. I'm saying I would have came and got you 18 years ago. I got a drink for us when you finish.
What if I win?
Shit.
You say what?
What if I ain't win? Shit.
As long as you put that effort in. Shit.
I put effort.
Hey, you know what? But hey, I'm just for a hot second. I'm gonna get off. I'm gonna just change this conversation, man. I gotta give shouts out to my boy Stanham. You know what I'm saying? My boy, he finna be on Empire. You know what I'm saying? I know it. Anybody that didn't listen to the show, did y'all be on the show? Y'all done heard Stanham come on the show many a time. My man got a part on Empire. You gotta, hey, shouts out to Stanham, Gangsterville Radio. Boy's doing big things. I had to give a shout out to him.
That's my dog right there, man. That's my dog, man. That motherfucker go back quite a number of years.
That's what's that.
You ain't meeting back Cookie, so you can give it. You can quit with all that. You ain't meeting Cookie.
Damn. Oh, you saw my little post.
Is it true that he played for her?
Get me on the set, dog. Get me on the set, man. Shit. I mean, we used to walk on the projects all the way up to the Light Bay on 5th for a DE meet.
Right, shit. What's in city shirt on that motherfucker, dog?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, man, can you imagine that motherfucker wear a Sin City shirt on Empire? Motherfucker's gonna be like, okay, what?
Yeah, that's what you're thinking, dog. You know he's gonna be Gainesville down.
I know. I mean, shit. Just get a small logo in there.
There you go. That's good, though, man. I'm happy for him, dog, for real.
I'm proud of him, man. I'm proud of you, Stanham. I mean, if you're listening, dog, I'm proud of you. It's your time to shine because you've been doing this for a long damn time.
I mean, shit, when did we start fucking with him? We ran into him, what? Had to been like 90?
Nah, it was before then, shit.
70?
Nah, it had to been 90, man.
That
I was in the service. Nah, it wasn't no damn 70.
Man. It was like 80, it was like 80, 88, 89, man, because I was still in school.
Yeah, we had some fun times, though. Fun times. Especially when we used to do the concerts, the PE concert, the NWA concert. Fun days. That's when the Genesis Center was popping. Do they even use that motherfucker nowadays? Is there anything going on there? Okay. I mean, when they first built that motherfucker was a talk of gear. Boy, motherfuckers couldn't wait to get to the Genesis Center. That motherfucker was huge. Back in the time, that motherfucker was huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best thing in gear.
Hell yeah.
The Genesis Center.
Mm-hmm.
Doing little DE parties up in that motherfucker. All the concerts came there.
Yeah.
That shit was on point.
Yes, it was. They don't know how fun it used to be in the G.
Yep, in effect. Y'all remember In Effect?
The Savoy. Yep, Screaming Wheels. Hell yeah.
What was that
man,
skating rink that was in Tri-City?
That
was
the
name of that
one?
Tri-City. Was it Tri-City skating rink?
Wait a minute, you talking about when we was younger, when we got older?
When we were young, it used to be a skating rink there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, when we was young, it was called Tri-City Skating Rink.
Oh, okay. I
forgot the name of it. Nah,
I mean, man, I ain't going to lie. Before gear got all fucked up, you can have some fun in that motherfucker, man. I mean, they had Frank's Place for the older people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, my mom and them go to Frank's Place and shit. The fuck is Frank's Place?
Hey, man, remember when we was little, man, we used to always say we was going to go to the glass cage and the blue room and all that shit? And the tiger
blue
den.
Remember Cobra?
The Cobra's den? Oh, hell yeah.
That was my daddy.
I was like, man, I can't wait till I get older to go in that shit. That shit got all towed down before we even got 18.
I swear. That was a motorcycle club, right?
Uh-huh.
What, Cobra's then?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a motorcycle club. Okay.
Jumping.
Man, but it used to be jumping.
Bub.
Oh, shit, I got in Jokers.
Remember Bub? Cross from Dina's. Bub.
Yeah.
That's the name of that motherfucker.
Dina.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in here, we drove past. And I say, man, what's the name of the club used to be right here on the corner? Dina's was the name of that motherfucker.
I'm talking about a cross between the Bud.
Yeah.
That was old school. Ain't shit up there, man. All they do is they need to legalize weed in Gary and get up out that debt like they did Colorado. Shit.
Hell yeah, shit.
Wow. I will tell y'all this.
True,
I was there a couple of weeks ago, and the city looked run down. It looked fucked up. You know, all the abandoned houses and shit. But everybody that motherfucker drive a nice-ass car. Everybody got a nice-ass car. You don't see no hoopies or nothing on the road. I'm like, where are these motherfuckers living? I'm serious, it's a heart attack, man. Everybody was in a nice ass motherfucking car.
Oh,
that's what I never understood when I used to come visit, and I'd be like, why is it all of these? This is the projects, right? And all of these cars, they got rims on their shit. They have cars is up to date, like name, you know, the same year. I just never understood that shit.
Me neither. I didn't see one fucking hoopty. You know, you always hear that one loud ass car with the fucked up muffler. I ain't hear none of that shit. Everybody was just driving smooth, rolling nice, looking good.
Because they driving through that motherfucker. Nobody stopping.
Probably. I ain't see one. I don't know, man. It's crazy. I saw all the abandoned buildings and shit. I'm like, where the fuck are y'all living at? That's what I mean, is everybody living on the same block?
Yeah, what the fuck is y'all parking these cars at?
Dumb as hell.
What is you parking this car at, man? Shit.
I don't know, man. It's shit was just fucking me up. Because I'm like, abandoned building, church, abandoned building, liquor store, one house, abandoned building, liquor store, church.
Don't forget the beauty supply.
And I don't know what the fuck happened to the village. They all they got is a fucking Vienna sausage place there. Everything else is gone. Them motherfuckers.
I mean, that was a herd. And when they took away, what's the name of the place where they had all the suits? You can go in there and get clean real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, that hurt me to my heart. The little Chinese place to get my little egg rolls, that hurt me to my heart. It was just like, the village was the place, because I lived in Michigan City, and we would come to Gary, you know, that would be one of the exciting things other than seeing my family, you know.
Yeah. Only thing they got is the Vienna sausage place.
That's
I don't
okay.
think that's ever closed.
Mm-hmm. No, I go there. I every time I go to Gary, I got to get me a Vienna sausage. I got to
me
get
too.
One. I got
me
to.
Me too, every time. I got to make a little sausage. That's the only store in there.
And you
should
not
have seen
that motherfucker.
That's
I
hard.
To ask, does Gary have a health inspector, like health safety? Boy, I stopped at Luigi's Pizza. I said, oh, Lord, I still got it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I know this place needs to be shut down, but I still took my ass there and got that damn pizza, though. That pizza be good as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I know that old taco place that's on 5th or 4th
Fifth
or
Avenue.
Toward Hammond.
Yeah,
that
Fifth
motherfucker
Avenue.
On point. That motherfucker on point. That's where we was coming from when I got in my motherfucking accident.
Oh, the little yellow Mexican fan.
That's that.
Nah, the one down the brick building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
You talking about Elio, Janine.
Yeah.
Yeah, now Elio's making a come up. Them motherfuckers is fire.
Yeah. Do everybody know when I say Mexican corn what that mean, right?
Yeah.
I ain't never even heard the term before.
Yeah,
you been out of
Gary
a long
corn.
Time.
Oh.
What is Mexican corn?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's corn. They mix it up with, you know, mayonnaise and, what is it, cayenne pepper and Parmesan cheese. It's something that I always get from the taco places in Gary. I used to always get it. So I come to Indianapolis. I'm at the Indianapolis place, Mexican place. And I say, I want some Mexican corn. Y'all see a Mexican corn? They look at me like, bitch.
yes.
Like, Mexican
what?
Corn. Like, what
they do sell it, though.
Like
no speaker English. No speaker English.
I mean, they took it like I was trying to be racial. And I said it again. I was like, Mexican corn. Do you sell this shit? They didn't know what I was talking about. I said, see, you don't
fucking
get certain stuff from Gary.
Hey, they oh, fucking punta. Get out.
Okay.
Charlie is
there.
Mexican corn.
Yeah, that.
I'm
yeah,
gonna go up
man,
here next motherfucker up here. Y'all got some Mexican corn, man? Let me get some Mexican corn. Let's see what they say. Give me some motherfucking Mexican corn.
Well,
you
know what?
Asians
ask
for
tonight,
some Asian rice.
Tonight's show's been real enlightful, man. Because I had a lot of pent up rage tonight, but listening to y'all, it all makes sense now.
You always mad.
Lena baby, Lena baby, I think I had it right this time. This one I had a right to be. For
I'm
real.
I'm sorry. Oh, you heard that?
Huh?
I didn't mean to say that out loud.
I had a right to this time. But y'all really made it make sense tonight. Y'all did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know what? We're going to end the show a little different tonight. We're going a little early so I can play this prank for y'all. So, let me see what my style. Delightful, you got any last words for us? She been gone the whole damn show. B, Big Mike, you got any last words for us, brother?
Same time next week.
That's what's up. Lena B?
Nice show, you guys. I got a quick question, though. Do you guys still be doing prank calls?
Yep.
Yeah, we about to do one right now.
Okay. One day y'all going to have to get my mama.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you know what? Call my man, give him the details. Hey, you know, we'll do it. No
bet.
Problem.
We'll do it. Don't tell it's me, though. Do not tell it's me.
Me either. Shit.
I do it. Shit, I do it.
No, Oh, yeah, we can get her.
No, I'm serious. Hook up with him. Give him an information, dog, and we can sit down and chop it up, man. Make it happen.
I'm back.
Yeah.
But we'll tell you guys as always.
That's what's up. Butter.
Hey, well, I just like to say I enjoyed myself this evening, and I will be back next week.
That's what's up. Janine.
It was a good show. Good talking with everybody. I'm going to shout out to my business once I get my law degree. I'll be doing all the father's rights services.
Shit, they need them.
Shit. Right. Yeah.
We need 11
months. I might just go back to court just to go. I just want to know.
All right. What you got, dog?
All right, y'all, man. Like I said, this has been very informative, and this is a good show. Really opened my eyes on some things. So, y'all check us out, CNCityRadioShow.com. You know how we do it. Do our thing. Get on there. Have some fun.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the Internet. Shout out to GainesvilleRadio.com. That's what's up. All right, don't hang up, y'all. We're going to play this prank. God bless. Good night. Deuces, same time next week, y'all.
Hello?
Hello, I'm going to speak to Michelle Wheaton.
Who's calling?
This is Myron Ledbetter.
Myron Ledbetter. Hello.
Hello. How you doing? Is this Michelle?
Who is this?
This is Myron Ledbetter from the Indiana State Department of Health.
Okay.
Is this Michelle?
Yeah.
How you doing, Michelle?
Fine.
I got your name from Krista Dre. Are you familiar with her?
Who? One second. Okay, I'm back. Now, what you saying?
Okay, I got your name from Krista Dre. Are you familiar with her?
Who?
Crystal.
No, I don't know her.
You don't know any Crystal?
Mm-mm.
Okay, did you recently lose a job on
yeah.
the 17th? You did lose a job on the 17th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to accuse you of anything. I'm not going to call you any names, nothing like that. But
oh, I know you're not going to call me no damn names. But anyway, what is it?
There's no need to curse at me, ma'am.
Okay, so what is it?
Okay, well, we know you stole from several residents, and we need those articles back.
Oh, whatever. Y'all full of shit.
Excuse me?
You all are full of shit. Whoever this is, stop playing on a motherfucking phone and find somebody else's phone to call and play on, because I don't steal. So fuck you and a bitch who told you that shit, okay?
Excuse me, ma'am, but you don't have
excuse
to
excuse you,
talk
honey.
To me like that.
No, you fuck you. Like fuck you, nigga, okay? Don't call my motherfucking house no more.
Well, I
that's
can,
all
I can,
the fuck you worry about.
I can send a squad over there if you want me to. Would you
I
like
don't give a fuck what you do.
Send a
I don't give a fuck what you do, okay?
Well, you should if you don't want to go to jail for stealing.
Oh,
I mean,
fuck you. I ain't going no goddamn well for taking a motherfucking thing.
Okay, ma'am.
I ain't going no
ma'am.
Goddamn way. That's what you better know, nigga. Don't call my house no goddamn
okay,
way.
There's no need for you to call me no names, okay?
hello.
Hello, may I speak to Michelle, please?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, this is Myron. Please don't hang the phone up on me again. I'm just trying to get this matter resolved.
I know this got to be one of your damn Steve Harvey.
Excuse me?
See, I don't got time for this shit, for
this
real.
This is a very serious matter, man.
I don't give a fuck what you say, nigga. Shit.
I don't give a fuck what you say.
I don't give a fuck what you say.
Well,
okay.
Maybe you wouldn't have stole from those people.
You ain't gonna call me and tell me I stole shit, nigga. I don't steal.
That's
so
is that why you lost your job,
shut
man?
Shut up. And quit fucking calling my goddamn house.
Okay, well, can I let you in on one little secret, man?
Hell no. Fuck you. Bye. Hello?
Yeah, this is Myron Ledbetter. You on Sin City. You just got punked by Shante Scott.
Michelle.
What?
Girl, it's me. It's the radio show. They just pranked me.
I hear you win, bro.